stranger sabe come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house, Jeremiah 51:51. The armies of Babylon had defiled the temple in Jerusalem. El pueblo del Señor estaba cubierto de vergüenza, porque es algo terrible cuando Dios permite que los pecadores se encuentren en el lugar sagrado reservado para los ministros ungidos por Dios. But what of our churches? Widespread apostasy rules many denominations that once taught the Bible. Most people that go to church aren't born again. They may have repeated a salvation prayer, but their lives exhibit no biblical evidence of salvation. And how fearful it is that the unconverted are told they can't lose their salvation no matter how they live. How sad when sinners prove by their behavior they were never saved, ministers tell them not to doubt their salvation. In most churches, sin is a don't ask, don't tell subject. There is no such thing as church discipline. Many churches don't have any men that would qualify as elders and deacons. If you belong to a church that teaches the Bible and lives accordingly, you are very fortunate. But if your church has compromised with the prevailing culture, find a Bible-based church. You may have to move, but belonging to a biblical church is essential. Consideremos unos a otros para despertar el amor y las buenas obras, no abandonar el ensamblaje de nosotros mismos, como es la forma de algunos, sino exhortar unos a otros, y tanto cuanto más ves el día acercándose, Hebreos 10:24-25. Pero sepa esto, que en los últimos días vendrán tiempos peligrosos, para los hombres serán amantes de sí mismos, amantes del dinero, justificadores, teniendo una forma de piedad pero negar su poder. Y de esas personas se alejarán. 2 Timoteo 3:1-6.